So Koirich, we know on a very basic level, we take the matzahs and we make a sandwich, like a morah sandwich. We have a matzah on the top, matzah on the bottom, and we have morah in the middle. So let's try and understand a little bit about what the makor of this is, why it's done, and also Beis Hashem, we'll also see some interesting ramazim. So we're going to see pshat, and also we're going to be seeing some drush, some ramazim. So it starts with a gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Medadav, that Bizban Shabbos Mikdash Hayekayim, when the Beis Mikdash was around, then Hillel HaZokein used to wrap his matzah and morah together. Some have a girsa, some say it was, they also used to put the Pesach with it, but certainly he would have the matzah and morah together, and he would eat them at the same time. So Mekayim, the Pasuk of Amatzis Umarurim Yechluhu. He would eat it, he would eat the Karan Pesach together with the matzah and the morah. And he darshaned, or at least the way the Modcha explains it is that the word al means with, means together. So he would have the al matzis marim, the matzis together with the mar. So Hillel held that the chiyuv was having matzah and mar together. However, the Gemara brings a chachomim that argue on Hillel. And the chachomim say, no, the pasuk doesn't say yechlu oisoi, they would eat it, it would become one entity. Rather, it says yechluhu, which the chachamim say means that they would eat each one by itself. So we'd have matzah and morah. And the morah over there speaks out that it doesn't say clearly who the halach is like, and therefore the minig is to machmit, to be strict like both opinions. What do? We eat matzah and morah separately. That's moitzi morah, moitzi matzah, then morah. So having matzah separately, morah separately, like the chachamim who say you have it separately. And then we have, after moitzi matzah, morah, then comes koirich, which is having it all together. So we accommodate both opinions. The question obviously is why can't we just have it all together? And that way, you've had matzah and morah. So the reason for that is, the Gemara speaks out, if you have matzah and morah together, then you will not have fulfilled your mitzvah of matzah morah, because essentially the tastes will be mevatel each other. The Gemara says that the taste of morah nowadays, the chiyuv of morah is a chiyuv only on a drabbanon level. Now there's no korban pesach, the chiyuv of morah is only drabbanon. Whereas matzah is deraisa, and therefore Chazal say the taste of morah, which is drabbanon, will be mevatel. It will cancel out the taste of the matzah, which is deraisa. Okay, and good, so that's that. And the question, and regarding morah, whether one would fulfill his mitzvah of morah, that's also a question. But certainly one would not fulfill his mitzvah of matzah by eating it together, because the taste of morah, which is drabbanon, would be mevatel, would cancel the taste of the matzah, which is midoraisa. Okay. Gevaldik. Now, the question is like this. Therefore, we understand, therefore, l'chechila, we're supposed to do what we do, which is moitzi matzah, morah, and then kerich. Again, moitzi matzah and morah is for shittas chachamim. And you have kerich, because that's what Hillel used to do with man shabbos min dasharikah. Now, the question is like this. According to Hillel, if a person would not eat the matzah and the morah together, what would be the din? So we've discussed so far that it will be an issue, according to the chachamim, to eat it together. But what about according to Hillel, who says it's supposed to be eaten together, what if it's eaten separately? So the Rashbam, in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav Medalef, Dibra HaMaschil of Hashta, says that according to Hillel, there needs to be eaten together. If it's not eaten together, a person will not be yotz his chiyuv. So this, that we're having koirich as well as matzah morah, it's what Hillel would absolutely require, according to Rashbam. There are other shittas, but that is shittas Rashbam. And we already discussed that according to the Rabbanon, if it's eaten just together, that's also going to be a problem, certainly regarding the matzah. Okay, so now what gets interesting is the following. So now they've given sort of the groundwork, and we understand that Hillel used to put it all together, then there are those that explain that what Hillel used to do was, is he used to eat the matzah and morah together with the Pesach. Some say it was all literally eaten together, and some say it was just the matzah and morah, but it was eaten together at the same time as the Korban Pesach. But either way, according to Hillel, seemingly, the matzah and maror were eaten at the same time as the Korban Pesach. Now we know the Korban Pesach was eaten right at the end of the meal. It was supposed to be eaten al ha-saiva. It was supposed to be eaten when a person had a full stomach. Based on this, says the Chiddush Eran, Im Sochem Kuf Tes Vav Medalef Dibra Maschel Man, that certainly Hillel would have eaten his matzah morer to fulfill his mitzvah of matzah morer at the end of the meal. And in fact, the Ran speaks out that because he was yotz his mitzvah of matzah morer at the end of the meal, so what did he make hamoitzi on? The Ran speaks out that he would make hamoitzi on matzah shira. Matzah shira is a type of matzah that you can't fulfill your chiyuv of matzah on. And therefore, he would specifically make his hamoitzi on something you can't fulfill your mitzvah on, because he only wanted to fulfill his mitzvah right at the end of the meal. So it comes out that Hillel, when he would do his mitzvah matzah morer, he wasn't doing it at the beginning, he was doing it right at the end. Which therefore, based on this, the Mashal's got a kasha. That if we are doing koirich for the sake of Shittas Hillel, then seemingly we should be doing our koirich after Shulchan Aruch. It should be Moitzi Matzah, Maror, Shulchan Aruch, Koirich. Why have we got Koirich before Shulchan Aruch? That's what the Mashal asks. There are various answers. Just to share one answer from the Mishmeres Gunna, he says the reason for this is because according to the Rabbanon, then we need to have the time, the taste of matzah needs to remain in a person's mouth. And if a person has the Koirich after the meal, then he'll still have the taste of maror in his mouth as well. And therefore we have all the maror bits before the meal, in order that that's not going to be the lingering taste in our mouth. Bein Hanani, Hillel himself seemingly would have had his koirich after Shulchan Aruch. Okay, a couple more points. What type of maror should be taken for koirich? We know there's maror then koirich. Are they supposed to be two different types of maror? So there are those that are noyeg al pi da Arizal to have different types of maror for maror and koirich. They have one type of maror for maror and another type for koirich. And in fact, it's brought down, and I call this Divrei Chaim, that the Divrei Chaim of Sanz used to have three different types of vegetables. Obviously, it's karpas, maror, then koirich. For karpas, he used to use a radish. For maror, he used to use a lettuce. And then for koirich, he would use another type of maror. I'm not sure which one's which, but for karpas, he would use radish, and for maror and koirich, he would use different types of maror. That's what they bring down Mishnah Arizal, but the Ma'aseh of the Chayyadim says that there's no chilek whatsoever, and it can be exactly the same maror used for maror and used for koirich. The Aruch HaShulchan, though, brings down a minig, which many of us do, which many of Klal Yisrael do, and he says it's an old minig, and that is to eat lettuce and horseradish together, which is what many people do. We have for maror and for koirich, we have a big piece of lettuce, and we'll stick inside of it either a piece of horseradish or grated horseradish, and with that we yotz for maror. And again, for koirich, we'll do the same thing with matzah, lettuce, and bits of either grated or pieces of horseradish inside the lettuce. Okay. How much maror, and let's start with maror, how much maror must a person have in order to fulfill his mitzvah koirich? So there are some shittas, this is a very interesting shagasari, I'll try and speak it out very quickly, so Chevra, just focus for a second. The shagasari speaks out that it could very, very well be that you do not need to have a kezias for maror during the koirich, because the Rosh speaks out, it's a very interesting Rosh. He says that the only reason why one would need a kezias of maror for maror, and it's maror before koirich, is because you make a bracha of al achilas maror, and every achila is a kezias. But he says, Shai Gzai, based on this, when it comes to koirich, when a person's not saying al achilas maror, and the only achila even mentioned bichlal over there is amatzis marorim yechluhu, but you're not talking about an achilas maror per se, then he says, l'chayra, according to the Rosh, there should be no din of kazayis. Because you're not making a bracha of al-achidas mar. That's what the Shagasari's cheshbon is, according to the Rosh. But the truth is, the Kasav Sefer speaks out that no, of course we should have a kazayis. He says, because certainly, the Hillel, when he was performing his mitzvah of Koreich, he was also making a bracha of Achilles Mor. Because that's when he fulfilled his mitzvah of Achilles Mor and Achilles Matzah. And therefore, certainly when Hillel himself was fulfilling Koreich, he was having kazayis. And since what we're doing is as a zecher for what Hillel used to do, therefore we should also have a kazayis. And lemaise, in any case, many Rishonim speak out clearly that one should have a kazayis. And therefore one should be having kazayis of matzah and a kazayis of mor. Let's finish off quickly with a few remozim, a few nice ideas regarding Koreich mitzvah. I'm going to speak out four or five different ideas very quickly. So again, we've explained already Api Pshat, Koreich is because that's what Hillel used to do. He understood the chiyuv of matzah and mor was having it together. That's it. Nice Pshat. Now, we also always like to explain things Al Pi Remez as well, and these are some ideas Al Pi Remez. The Al Sheikh says that matzah always signifies chirus, freedom, mora signifies shibud, servitude, and it's come to teach us that even during the times of chirus, remember where you started, remember the mora. Mix it together, even at the times of chirus, be aware of where you've come from. The Al Sheikh says another idea. He says the matzah is a remez, the itzatoiv. As we know, the matzah doesn't rise, it's the itzatoiv. The mara, whereas the mara, which is bitter, is the itzahara. And that's the idea that a person should serve Hashem b'shnei yitzorah, with both his itzatoiv and his itzahara, which is a gemara and brachos daf nun dalet. Another idea, the tzlach says that normally, when a person is in bitter times, a person is in a time of mara, then it's very difficult for him to experience any sort of level of chiras, any sort of level of freedom, to feel free in any sort of way. He says, whereas, that's normally true, that a mora you can't feel the matzah. But if you bring it all together with the Pesach, and he says that Pesach is an expression of Torah, Pesach, which means the mouth speaks, which is meramas to Torah, and Soch, Samaches is gematria chayim, which means Torah is Torah's chayim, eats chayim yin machazikim bo. So the person brings the Pesach, the Torah, into the mora, then is also able to have the matzah. So that is another idea of the tzlach. I'll mention one more idea of the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes speaks out that the idea of Hillel bringing together the Pesach matzah mora is to show that the same place that the matzah comes from, the mora also comes from. Just like we understand the matzah's rotzon Hashem, we also have to understand the mora's rotzon Hashem. And even though it's painful, we've got to realize that everything is rotzon Hashem. So that's a bit about Koreich. Again, our Pshat, we've explained that's what Hillel used to do and that's what we do as well. We've also explained a few ideas, our Pi Remez.